KFCF in Fresno. And you're going to be hearing lots of didgeridoos because this is Crack O' Dawn. Mills Didgeridoo Ensemble is here live. Take it away, guys and gals. Oh, that's the first didgeridoo. I've never heard you before. It's wonderful. I wanted it to go on and on, though. I'm so selfish. So let me introduce the members. Are you all here? Is this the whole group? So Toyoji Tomita and Joe Doyle, I think, are the people that started it. And are you the co-directors or whatever? The leaders? Are you the leaders? Mm. No, they're not the leaders. Well, why did I get the impression?
We don't claim responsibility.
Uh-huh. Did you guys start it, though? Were you the impetus? Impetus.
Yeah.
Marianne McDonald and?
Judy Munson. And Becky Reardon
and Ron Hagelin. And is it true that did you start in 89 or did you start a little later than that?
No, sooner, 87. Joe and Toyoji started in 87.
Oh, 1987, so this has really been going on quite some time.
I joined in 89.
I don't think we can really hear you too. Do you want to talk into one of the, like, if you were going to speak, come and speak into a mic. So, what were you saying, Marianne?
Oh, Joe and Toyoji started in 87, and I joined in 89, and Becky and Judy in about 90, and Ron about then, too, 92.
So, in case there's anyone out there who doesn't know what a didgeridoo is, from my uneducated viewpoint, I'll just tell you what I see, and then you feel free to correct me and scream at me. But it's they're hollow tubes, and is there anything on either end, like, or is it air? Is it a hole on both ends?
Open on both ends,
and I see that they're made of plastic. Some, and it looks like yours is
eucalyptus.
Oh, so is that from where does it originate? Like from Australia or something?
This one is from Australia.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's it's wood, and there's carving on it, or is that carving or painting?
It's
or
wood-burned carving.
And it's kind of curved. It's really beautiful. And then what's yours, Joe, that black thing? Did you do that, or was that?
No, this is, I think it's just a plain PVC.
What's that?
Plastic plumbing pipe. It's real simple. It's that you buy at the hardware store, and we have two different sizes. One of them is 1.5 inch in diameter, and the other is 2 inches in diameter.
So you mean if people wanted to just, like, start blowing into, you could just go and get some of it and start blowing into it? Are you doing circular breathing, though, or something like that?
Yeah, we are doing circular breathing, but that's not necessary to get started. You can just start making noises on your own, and then pick up circular breathing along the way. There's several good tapes out for learning. Does anybody know what was the name of that tape we were listening to?
Echoes from the Dreamtime.
Echoes from the Dreamtime. There you go.
Another thing, if you're going to make one of these for yourself, you want to put a mouthpiece of...
You have to get closer to the mic.
Oh, if you want to make one of these for yourself, you can make a mouthpiece out of beeswax so that you don't cut your lips on the PVC pipe.
Toyoji, what's yours made out of?
ABS.
What is that?
That's a plastic, another miracle plastic.
And what's it really used for? Is it like an industrial thing?
ABS is usually used for drainage pipe.
Oh.
It doesn't hold pressure.
That's great.
PVC holds pressure.
Oh, I see.
So it's ABS is a thinner wall, lighter plastic.
So are you going to play something else?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did that have a name, that title? I mean, that piece?
Yes, but I forgot it. So, it's the name of that, the lake in Botswana. It starts with O. It'll come to us.
Okay. We're gonna take call-ins later, right? Yeah, so probably around 1, we'll take some call-ins. So if there's anything you want to ask the group, save up your questions, and we'll do that. And this is Crackle Dawn. It's the first of the month, first Thursday of the month, so Crackle Dawn is on. And take it away. Is this next piece have a title, or you want to tell us about it, or just play?
Just play.
It's just fine. That's plenty. It's more than enough. So this is Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble live in the studio. All right. Well, this is a first for Crack of Dawn. That sounded great. Like I said, though, I guess is it hard on you, like the breathing and so forth? Is it hard work, or could you just like keep it up indefinitely, or what?
I couldn't keep it up.
I think it's great work.
It's the kind of thing that's like, reminds me, it's like so hypnotic. So the listener just wants it to, you know, keep going on and on. So, do you want to play some more, or do you want to, so we pot up the dat? Yeah? Okay. So what's this? Can you intro this?
This is a song.
Can you get real? Oh, I think you are pretty close. Okay.
This is a piece that we call Men Versus Women. And since there's three of each in the group, we each, this particular one, the men start, and when they're done, the women come in, and we just sort of have a little battle that ends up in a communication.
Okay. Okay, that was that's going to be on your CD.
Yes.
When is that CD coming out?
Soon? We don't know yet. We're still working on it.
But you're amassing cuts for it.
Yes.
Like going beautiful. So did you record that at Mills College?
Yeah. Last week.
Handy. I love it. I love all the rattles, and I didn't realize that you were bringing. There's a harp that Marianne plays and various drums. That's a gorgeous, is it octagonal?
Yes.
Eight-sided? And where is that from? That looks like
it's from New Mexico, Taos.
Gorgeous. And various rattles and stuff. Do you just mainly play that, Toyoshi, or do you play other stuff too?
I just play this.
And the trombone.
Yeah. Are you all like wind instruments? I mean, what's a trombone? Not a wind instrument, is it? Wind?
Yeah.
Brass. So are you all like wind instrumentalists? Are you all coming from different backgrounds or what?
Different. Toyoji and Ron play brass instruments.
You play trumpet, right, Ron?
No, I play trombone.
Oh.
And tuba.
Uh-huh. And Judy?
I play bass and keyboards.
And Marianne plays?
Plays the Clarsach.
What's the
Clarsach?
What's that?
That's the Scottish harp.
Ah, and Joe?
Actually, I'm a painter. The only instrument I play is the didgeridoo.
And I'm sorry, I forgot
I've forgotten your name.
My name is Becky.
Oh, yeah, Becky. How could I forget?
And my wind instrument is the voice.
Ah, uh-huh. So, what are you going to play now? You going to play something else?
We're going to start with a Tibetan bowl and see what happens.
Okay. This is the Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble. You're listening to Crack O' Dawn. So is it that temple gong that's holding that resonance that we're still hearing? God, yes. It's so incredible. I hated to break the sound, but it wasn't, I don't think it was recording out, but we could hear we could hear it here. So it's the Didgeridoo Ensemble, and they, of course, as you can hear, there are lots of other little instruments, little rattles and temple bells and or gongs and small drums and voices and stuff. Hey, when's your next concert? So people can come in.
March 17th.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Where?
At the intersection.
Intersection for the Arts, that's on Valencia.
Yes.
Do we have an address and a phone number?
The phone number? For the intersection?
Just in case people want more.
The only person that has all the same information.
Here we go. It's 415-626-3311. And it's March 7th. No, it's March 16th. It's
just I'm playing on March 17th.
Okay.
It's actually a series of three. The Thursday night is a harpist named Victoria, and I don't really know how to pronounce her last name.
Jordanova, I guess.
She's from Yugoslavia. And then the night that we play, the 17th, is Didgeridoo Night, and so we play the first half of the show.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
And then there's some other people who
right,
play.
Harpist Barbara Imhoff after that.
And then
that.
Barbara Imhoff is the next night, on Saturday night. So it's a part of a series that we will be all playing in.
And then the next night is Ed Osborne and
Barbara Imhoff will be playing on Saturday night.
Yeah, but the night after that is Ed Osborne and
Tim Perkis is doing it.
And Tim Perkis, right. So I can't read this, but it's that whole week. Just know that this Didgeridoo Ensemble is playing the March 17th, the Saturday night, right? And all those other people are playing
Friday
either before Friday night, before and after. And Intersection is on Valencia, like I said, and 626-3311 area code 415 for more information. So, you can check them out.
Tape,
yeah. Let's listen to tape. Who wants to intro this?
Ron brought this one. Imakesh? Who brought Imakesh?
I did.
Can you just like speak into the mic and tell us what we're going to be hearing?
Well, this is a tape that I bought from a fellow at the Ashby Flea Market, actually. We had some didgeridoos for sale. He's from Santa Fe. I don't really know much about him. And this first cut is kind of slow and meditative and kind of nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a tape that Joe picked up at
Ron picked up
at a flea market. Where? Berkeley Flea Market?
Yeah.
Or in Taos? One somewhere. Some flea market somewhere, and it's called Didgeridoo Imla Cash. It's beautiful. Really beautiful. So if you're ever at a flea market and you see some didge music, grab it. I'm just going to make you a couple of announcements of stuff that's happening this month, especially this weekend. Saturday, March 4th, Maggie Payne, Letitia Sonomi, and Hildegard Westerkamp are playing at Mills College, 8 p.m. in the concert hall. And that's, for information there, that's 510-430-2296. And Mills College is a seminary and MacArthur. And it should be a very terrific concert. They're just, the three of them are very different and very wonderful. Sonomi uses her voice a lot, and it's amazing. Good concert on Monday, San Francisco Contemporary Music Players featuring L. Subramaniam, I hope I'm saying that right, on violin, and William Wynant, our friend on percussion. And it's a premiere of a Frederick Shevsky piece called Whim Whams, plus some other stuff. Marimba Phase, Steve Wright, and the violinist has a piece that I guess he's playing, Nada Priya, L. Subramaniam. So that's in the Veterans Building, the old Museum of Modern Art, the old MoMA, 415-252-6235. That's on Van Ness, 401 Van Ness. And it's 8 o'clock, but there's a pre-concert discussion at 7. And Small Press Distribution has a good thing, really, that's tonight, because today is Friday already. Performers who write, Justin Chin, Maria St. John, and Susan Van Allen, curated and moderated by Philip Horvitz. And then next week, Saturday, is visual artists who write. So the first one is performers who write. And that's on San Pablo, 1814 San Pablo, Berkeley. More information, 510-549-3077, Small Press Distribution. So that sounds tremendously interesting. And, of course, don't forget, March 17th at Intersection for the Arts, this didgeridoo ensemble that you've been hearing, we've been lucky enough to be hearing live in the studio. And, you know, I don't know much about didgeridoo, and maybe you don't either. Maybe you have questions you want to ask the ensemble. So we're going to just open up the phone lines. Why don't you give us a call? We're going to take some call-ins at 510-848-4425. If you want to talk to members of the Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble, Toyoji, Marianne, Becky, Ron, Joe, and Judy. So give us a call, 510-848-4425. Standing by. So is there something we should be playing in the background, or do we want to talk? Or we can pull, well, do you want to play like a tape that we can fade in and out? Or I'll ask you, does anyone remember their dreams from last night? I always like to know what artists dream. Oh, well.
I don't?
Does anybody? What did you dream, Toyoji?
I never remember my dreams. Why don't we play another
piece?
Yeah. Why don't you guys play, and then we'll play. Then Marianne and Judy and I will play after you.
Oh, great! That's a great idea. That was first the men and then the women of the Mills, and then everybody. The Mills College didgeridoo ensemble. And it was pretty easy to tell, for me anyway, which were the men and which were the women, even if I wasn't looking at them. You're listening to KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. And it's just about 1 a.m. And I'm pretty relaxed. I hope you are. But maybe you're too relaxed to be phoning in, because we are prepared to do some call-ins, you know, have you talk to the members of this ensemble and, you know, be asking them questions about their instruments and circular breathing and stuff like that. Let's take a caller now. Hello?
Hi, is this the radio station?
Yeah.
I was just listening. I caught a little bit of the mentioning the didgeridoo concert, and I was wondering what that was about and when and where.
Why don't you talk about it? Can you hear? Did you hear the question?
I only heard part of it.
Oh, okay. When and where is the concert? It's March 17th, and it's at Intersection for the Arts, which is on Valencia, and I don't have the exact address. It's Valencia. They've moved. They used to be between like around 20th or so, but I don't know where they are right now. So we're. I'll give you a number. In the meanwhile, 415-626-3311, and there's absolutely. I don't see anywhere where it says where the hell this place is.
I think it's between 14th and...
Could you talk in the mic?
I think it's between 14th and 15th Streets on Valencia, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, your best bet is phone them up. And, you know, are you enjoying this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I played didgeridoo, so it would just be really cool to you know... experience some other players.
Uh-huh.
Some good ones, you know. You meet lots of starters, beginners who can't circular breathe or do anything.
Uh-huh. Could someone explain to the listeners what is circular breathing exactly?
That's Joe's bailiwick.
Just a sec. Microphone. Remember radio?
Microphone. Okay.
Up. Mouth. Right. Yeah. Nose distance away. Okay.
Circular breathing is... I guess the skill of continuing to play the didgeridoo while you're taking short snorts of breaths through your nose.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
That's a joke. I'm always going for the cheap laugh.
So you produce a continuous tone that doesn't stop, and. It's a little bit, it's difficult. It's sort of like the old trick of rubbing your stomach and patting your head at the same time. But surprisingly enough, you can learn it, and it becomes almost a habit. And you're not even aware that you're doing it. I find that quite amazing.
It's like, well, I play Balinese music, and after you play a note with your mallet with your right hand, you damp with your left hand, and it's just so automatic. Mm-hmm. I guess it's sort of similar, but,
yeah.
You know.
One of the things about circular breathing, one interesting thing about the didgeridoo, I think it's the only instrument that actually changes your metabolism when you play it. I mean, you have to slow down to play the didgeridoo because it's hard to get enough oxygen when you're circular breathing. So it tends to calm you down when you do that.
Wow. That's a good, you know, sort of good side effect. It's a meditative kind of situation.
When I'm outside and it's cold at night or something, it warms me up. I get a sweat going.
God, it sounds like a change of life. night sweats or something.
It does affect your metabolism. There's no doubt about that.
Thanks for calling. We're going to take another call.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, you're on KPFA.
Hi. I wondered if there's any... way people connect who are in various areas to play together. if there's any network roundup of people in neighborhoods or communities that can do
well,
this together.
There is the didgeridoo bulletin board. Mm-hmm. If you've got access to a computer, there is a bulletin board run out of Mills College that everybody around the world who plays, or not everybody, but a lot of people around the world who play didgeridoo are subscribed to the bulletin board, and we keep one another informed about what we're doing. Taiyoji is the one I think knows the address best. Taiyoji? Talking about the bulletin board?
The bulletin board.
The address. Yeah. The address is...
yeah.
Wow.
it's late. We're late. it's late tonight.
Didgeridoo at eartha.mills.edu.
Oh, I'll start over, please.
Ella, not Eartha.
No, Eartha. We moved to Eartha.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's didgeridoo, D-I-D-J-E-R-I-D-U, at the, what's the name for that at sign?
Emberson.
No, that's the end. I don't know.
Well, you know what I mean. The at sign.
Yeah, yeah. It's like in every email. Address.
Did you do at Eartha,
E-A-R-T-H-A.
Yeah. Dot Mills, M-I-L-L-S, dot E-D-U.
E-D-U. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really enjoying. Bye.
So do give us a call at 510-848-4425 if you want to speak to the members of the Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble. And we're standing by ready to take your queries or, you know, just anything that you want to share or that you want to, you know. So do you want to play again or... we can pot up. We can pot up this CD, this Rhododendron. Why don't we do that? We seem to be in a lull here.
Okay.
Okay.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
Whoops. Okay. Excuse me.
Why don't we just play the next one that we've got queued up on the recording that we're in the process of making?
Oh, the dat. Sure. Play. Yeah. They the ensemble's in the process of recording things to make a CD. Which will be available, when do you think? Maybe in the fall?
Century.
Within the century? Maybe in the fall. So we're going to hear another cut. We heard one before, and it was absolutely beautiful. So, should we take one more caller?
Let's just do one more caller. You got your headphones on, people?
Hi, you're listening to KPFA.
Hi. I was wondering... if there are any techniques I could use to learn how to do circular breathing. Like, how would I start out? I mean, what's the first thing you think about?
Well, you want to get an image in your mind when you were a child, maybe, and you put some water in your mouth.
It moves. Just there you go.
Yeah, you put some water in your mouth, and you were running around chasing your friends, and you want to squirt them with water, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you're holding that water in your mouth, you're breathing through your nose. You're breathing through your nose, and then when you get there, you know, you go, and spit the water out all over you.
Yeah.
That is basically, believe it or not, that's the technique, except instead of using water, you're using air. And a lot of people start off by taking a soda straw. You can take a soda straw and put it in a glass of water and start blowing bubbles with the soda straw. Okay? And then squeeze the straw so you get a little back pressure there. And try to keep a steady stream of bubbles bubbling up through the water. And when you're doing that, you want to take a little snort of air through your nose, sort of a like that. And when you're doing that, you're sort of collapsing your cheeks and keeping that steady stream of air bubbles coming up through the water. And you can practice that and then, you know, try it on the didgeridoo with a sound. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Great.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, so let's listen to the aforementioned... That was the Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble. That was a DAT recording that will be going on to their CD. Meanwhile, I think that they're going to be doing their last live performance for the night. For the well, it's really feels like night, but it's really morning, you know. It does feel like night time, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just reintroduce Judy Munson, Becky Reardon, Joe Doyle, yeah. Ron Hagelin. Yes. Toyoshi Tomita and Mary, God, a bunch of clowns. And Mary Ann McDonald. And
I made a mistake.
They're all here, and
I made a mistake.
They're all going to start playing now.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
Uh huh.
When somebody asked for the address for the address for the the list, was I answering a question? Did somebody want to know?
Somebody wanted to know how to communicate, if you worldwide, you know, on the net by email. Okay. And that was the address.
No, that's the wrong address.
Okay, wrong address. Correct address coming up.
To subscribe to the Didgeridoo Bulletin Board, send a letter to Listbrock, L-I-S-T-P, as in Peter, R-O-C, at ertha.mills.edu. And in the body of the message, just say, subscribe Didgeridoo, and then your name. So the message itself is going to be read by a machine, and it'll key into the word subscribe, and then Didgeridoo is the name of the list, and then your name will be the name that it records as the subscriber's name, and your email address it will take automatically. So that address again is Listproc, L-I-S-T-P-R-O-C, at ertha.mills.edu. There.
Okay. And look what I just got here. It says, I just went to my box, and they still don't have the address. I just went to my mailbox while this tape was on, and lo and behold, I got something from Joe Catalano. And it says, High Tide, San Francisco Festival of New Music by Bay Area Composers, Ed Osborne, Victoria Jordanova, Tim Perkis, Barbara Imhoff, and a special Didgeridoo Summit featuring the Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble with special guest Didgeridoo performers. And it is 446 Valencia Street, San Francisco. So there you have it. And it's like, this is really official. It was really official. And let me read. Okay, I'm going to read this about the Mills College. Well, I'll read this after you go, right? Or should I waste time? Well, it's not a waste of time, right? No. Founded in 1989, explores non-traditional applications of this ancient instrument, which you're hearing, right, as we speak, as they're, like, knocking down their bottles and whatever. The ensemble, trashy in the studio. Comprising composers and performers, concentrates on improvisation to develop a vocabulary upon which a new tradition can be created. Members include Toyoshi Tomita, who has studied trombone at the Juilliard School of Music, the Curtis Institute of Music, and studied the didgeridoo with Stuart Dempster. Joe Doyle, MA in Fine Arts from San Francisco State University, exhibited his work nationally and internationally. Are you like abstract artists
Abstract.
Toyoshi's waking up. Ron Hagelin is a trombonist and vocalist doing compositional improvised music. And are you in Rhodey Doty?
I am.
You are Rhodey Doty with Tim Perkis, right?
Right.
And Tom Nunn? Marianne Tamita McDonald received a BA and did, so she's married to Toyoshi. She has the extreme pleasure and extreme the yin and yang of marriage as we all know it. But she's married to Toyoshi Tomita. Marianne Tomita McDonald received a BA and did graduate work in Near Eastern Studies, University of California, Berkeley, specializing in ancient Egyptian languages. She's a harpist in the Scottish tradition. And Judy Munson has composed and produced music for movies, television, soundtracks, commercials, music theater. So are you a composer as we speak still? Are you still writing lots of music and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. That's my day job.
Oh, wow. That's her day job. Wow, I wish I could say the same. I don't know what the hell my day job is, I'll tell you. And Becky, I don't see what you'd tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm still trying to explain that. I work with the Sonoma County Women's Theater Group to do original performance pieces, original opera. And I write, sometimes with Judy, new songs for ancient rituals.
Yeah, I noticed you guys seemed pretty, you know, copacetic there. Like your harmonies and seems like you
Judy and
comfortable.
I,
yeah.
Judy and I used to have a band called the Amelia Earhart Survival Band.
Oh, I've heard of that band. Wow. So what are you going out with?
We're going to do an extremely energetic piece called 17-18-19.
Okay. Mills College Didgeridoo Ensemble.